Hi, and welcome to An Embodied Life. This is Dr. Anne, and I'd like you to take a comfortable seat. Today we will be practicing a meditation to help calm fear and anxiety. And as always, it will be through the embodied door. So I'd like you to take a comfortable seat. For this one, you can either sit on the ground or you can sit in a chair. And we'll be sitting for approximately 15 minutes. So please find supports around your body that help you to notice the presence of your body but not be distracted by it, right? So if there's anything too uncomfortable, that will pull us away from presence and into distraction. Now we're going to start this meditation different from some of the others. We're actually going to start with our eyes open to a soft fixed gaze. And that means I'd like you to focus on one particular point of focus, maybe about 3 feet in front of you, and with your eye gaze a little downward. And I'd just like you to move around in your seat just a bit until you can feel what parts of your body are grounding and where. So if you're sitting on the floor, you may feel that the first thing you notice is the grounding of your sits bones underneath you, or your legs or your feet. And if you're sitting in a chair, you may notice actually that you can feel the grounding of your feet first. So whatever areas you notice, I'd like you to just take a little movement in those areas and see if you can feel a grounding down a little bit more. And once you have that grounding down a little bit more, I'd like you to just see if you can follow that sensation a little bit further. So again, if you're on the ground, you'll follow that sensation just a little bit further into the low back. If you're sitting in a chair, you'll follow that sensation just a little bit upward now, maybe into the length of your legs and then into your low back. And then we'll all meet there at the low back and see if we can travel up the length of the spine. And I just want you, again, with that soft fixed gaze, to notice the sensation up the length of your spine as you elongate the spine just a bit and move to the crown of your head. And we're going to spend a little time here because when we're anxious and fearful, we tend to jut the head forward and chin forward. So I'd like you to now see if you can slowly draw that chin back in line toward your chest just a bit. Drop it down just a little bit, not too much, but just enough till you feel a little lengthening in your neck. And so the head is no longer jutting out in front, but it's slowly drawn in. And as we draw in, the other area of the body we're going to concentrate on now is our shoulders and chest and belly. Because these are the areas, once again, when we're feeling really, really activated in our nervous system, fearful, anxious, we tend to hunch down and round and really sink the belly inward. And here, what I'd like you to do is really make sure that as you lengthen the spine, that the next thing we do is roll the shoulders back down and away, so that your chest is forward and open and the belly is also open. So I know that if we're not used to being in the body this way, that that can feel a little bit too open or too exposed. So if that's the case, I'd like you to see where could be the middle point here. So if being really upright and shoulders back down and away feels too open, too exposed, but yet hunching in and rounding down and away is too anxiety producing, then let's see if we can find something in the middle. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And find a position that lands your upper back, chest, and belly somewhere in the middle. And now it's at this point that I'd like you to see what it's like to gently close your eyes. And if that in any way feels too anxiety producing, you can keep your eyes open throughout the whole meditation. What matters here is that we keep coming back to the presence of the body. So as you're in this little middle place now, I'd like you to gently see if you can take your attention now to the middle of your body, so the side body, and we're just gonna gently rock back and forth. So gentle rocking motion back and forth here, back and forth. And maybe even see what it's like to create now little circles with your upper body, circling forward one way and then maybe reversing that the other direction. So just little circles one way and then the other, just noticing what that is like to take these little circles, little rocking motion back and forth one way and the other. And then settling once again to stillness, finding that middle place again, taking a deep breath here in through your nose and out through your mouth. And now directing our attention up toward the neck. I'd like you to begin to move your head to one side and then the other. So we're just moving the neck one direction and the other. And then coming to the center, giving a little lift of the chin and then a little tucking. A little lift of the chin. And a little tucking. And then again, finding that middle place, taking a deep breath in and exhale through your mouth. And now I'd like you to just scan your body for any sensations of tightness or holding that we haven't covered yet. I've taken you through some of the typical areas that really cling and restrict when we're anxious. But maybe you find another area that you recognize that maybe is a familiar holding pattern for you. And once you find that area, I'd like you to take one hand to that area. And see what it's like to gently squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Really concentrating now on just the sensation of your hand and this squeezing and releasing. And you can move this around. So if you notice that the area of tightness is located in more than one space, go ahead and move that around a little bit. So let's say if it's located at the shoulder, maybe you want to just check out if it's further down the arm as well or further up toward your neck. So in other words, we're exploring how far this sensation of tension or tightness travels, just being curious about it. So just moving through step by step and just keeping your attention and focus gathered right here, right now. Right in the present moment. to that sensation. Gently squeezing and releasing. Squeezing and releasing. Maybe your breath starts to move with it. Maybe with each inhale, you take a little squeeze, and with each exhale, you release. Inhale, squeezing. Exhale, releasing. Inhale, squeezing. Exhale, releasing. And just keep practicing with this inhale on the squeeze, exhale on the release, back and forth. And now with your next breath, I'd like you to see what it's like to just keep the hand there at that space. Keep it there, just gently pressing in, no more movement. Notice if you feel any slight changes or difference in that area. There's no right or wrong, just awareness right there. And with your next breath, I'll have you remove that hand and just coming back to sitting, noticing your posture once again, finding someplace right in the middle to land. And just listening to the words. Fear may be present, but so am I. Fear may be noticed in my body, but I am not all of that. When I notice fear and I locate it in my body, I can meet it. I can attend to it. I can soften it. I can release it. Fear may be present, but so am I. Fear may be present, but so am I. Fear may be present, but so am I. I'd like you to return now to taking a deeper breath in. Exhale through your mouth. And again, and exhale. Come back to those grounding points of your body, either your feet or your sits bones. press in a little deeper. Lengthen your spine just a bit more. Find that middle place. Take another breath. And as you're ready, slowly come to open your eyes. My wish for you is that you remain safe, protected, healthy and strong in body and mind, and live with a sense of peace and ease, even through fear and suffering. Namaste.